The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's 11:01 a.m. Central Time where we are on this Thursday. And let's see. There's a few things going on in the headline today. And this is today, you know. Today is the day that ATF Chief Stephen Dettelbach is supposed to appear before Representative Jim Jordan in the House Judiciary Committee to offer an explanation of why the ATF violated its own policies in executing a search warrant on the home of Brian Malinowski, which resulted in his shooting death. How'd that happen? See, they want to know. We all want to know. Because, see, here's the thing. Like Trump, by what they're doing to him, they could do that to you. ATF could do that to you. They did it to Waco. They did it to the Koreshians. You know, they U.S. Marshals did it to Randy Weaver. Rules of engagement changed. See how that works? The American government doesn't care. If they want you, they'll come get you. It's just the way it is. And there's nothing you can say. So, I mean, this will be the proof of the pudding this morning as to whether this is political theater or where the situation is going to unfold, and we're going to get to the truth of things. We'll figure that out. This whole broadcast is, and we're heard on radio stations across the country too, by the way, so don't think we're not a podcast. Please stop telling your friends we are. Yes, we do have a replay on Rumble. That's where most of the alternate media and back channel stuff goes, is Rumble, because they don't censor everything like YouTube does. Yeah. And the Power Mall special, for the $300 you spend, you get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice products, is still going on. And of course, knowing that they are now drop shipping. We make less with this arrangement because the drop shipping is what's paying for the cost, right? So, you know, you get the product quicker. We don't have to wait for stuff to get in stock. You're not put on a wait list. You know, we're trying to help you and make it easier to buy from. That's what's important. We got to stay on the air for 2024, folks. We, of course, appreciate all of those people out there that are donating to the show. We still have the Vitamir toothpaste deal going on. If you donate $25 or more, and you call in to the Power Mall to do that, that's 877-817-9829. And you donate $25 or more right there on the phone, we will make sure you get a free tube of Vitamir toothpaste sent directly to you at no charge in exchange for helping us out. Because that's every little bit helps in this day and age, and that's what we have to do. Miracle 2 soaps and neutralizer, Optivita Project products, and Good Health Naturally products back in stock. And of course, as you know, we have newsletters you can subscribe to, powermall.com, thepowerhour.com. Click the newsletter tab. And of course, if you don't have internet, I guess you're going to rely on everything we're talking about here. Bo Polny is supposed to join us at the bottom of the hour. He is a crypto expert that's going to break down the walls of Bidenomics. Should be interesting. He has a book out called Revelation, the Good News, Understanding God's Timeline into 2030 and Beyond. Oh, this should be interesting. Talking about gold, silver, crypto, all that. Now, we're going to get to the bottom of stuff here, folks. He's one of the featured speakers at the Reawaken America Tour coming up. and Stephen Warrior. Yeah, we really like the show today. This is going to be good. Who's Stephen Warrior, you ask? Well, he's the founder and CEO of Warden Protection Services, their private security. He used to be with the NSA and the CIA as part of his service in the Air Force. Military intelligence. Oh, this is going to be a good interview. You're going to find out about surveillance state and why private security these days is more important than depending on uncle. Oh, yeah, you're going to love this. Oh, there's people out there that actually think Ed Snowden is a hero for exposing what they're doing. They want to treat him as a traitor. Yeah, you unzipped our fly, you idiot. Yeah, well, apparently Glenn Greenwald didn't think so, and the people that accompanied him to interview Snowden over in wherever it was in East Asia that he was. You know, we'll get into that with Stephen. And, of course, we'll be taking your phone calls, too, during that segment. I want Bo Polny to have that whole half hour, so I want you to hold your phone calls on that. But Stephen Warrior, definitely. I mean, if you want to call up and talk, he was a Clearwater police officer, too. So he understands, and I want to try to get his take on how we're supposed to behave in the event of one of these, what do they call that, civil unrest? Vis-a-vis martial law, vis-a-vis whatever. Put a label on it. I don't care. 6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and here we go. World news, China has started military punishment drills around Taiwan, and it's going on right now. And what it said was a response to separatist acts, sending up heavily armed warplanes and staging mock attacks, as state media denounced newly inaugurated President Lai Ching-te. The exercises are in the Taiwan Strait, around groups of the Taiwan-controlled islands beside the Chinese coast, come 3 days after Lai took office, a man Beijing detests as a separatist. China, of course, views democratically governed Taiwan as its own territory, as you know. They denounced his Lai's inauguration speech, in which he urged it to stop threats, saying the two sides of the strait were not subordinate to each other. On Tuesday, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi called Lai disgraceful. He has repeatedly offered talks with China. We're talking about Lai, but has been rebuffed. He says only Taiwan's people can decide their future and rejects Beijing's sovereignty claims. So all this started coming down, joint military drills involving the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Rocket Force, and all areas around the whole island of Taiwan at 7:45 this morning local time. So now they're starting to ramp up. Now, does this mean anything? Does this mean, like what Joel Skousen was saying, that World War III is going to start if the U.S. intervenes? I don't know. Remains to be seen. Don't read too much into this. I really think the Chinese are trying to piss off the U.S. I really do. I wonder if Thoroughly Modern Millie, even though he's not part of the administration, I wonder if he's on the phone talking to Beijing and his counterparts over there going, yeah, we're going to attack you here in a minute. That would be a traitor. I wonder if he's part of deep state. Makes you wonder, huh? Bibi Netanyahu issues a warning to U.S. leaders. Here's the warning. You're next. Ooh. Wonder what that's about. Yeah. What's that about? Well, he said that he disagrees with arrest warrants sought by the ICC. That would be the International Criminal Court. For those of you that don't know what ICC means, it doesn't mean the Interstate Commerce Clause, okay? This is a different thing. We're in world news here. He said U.S. leaders could be next. Now, I fail to see how that would work, but the ICC said this week it would seek arrest warrants for Netanyahu Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and Hamas leaders, prompting criticism from both Israeli and top U.S. officials, including you-know-who, the ice cream muncher hair sniffer himself. The ICC claimed the warrants for the Israeli leadership were over the country's conduct in the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict. And, of course, they basically told Netanyahu and Gallant basically told the ICC they can go do what up a drain pipe, as you know. Israel is given here a bum rap, according to Bibi. I think it's dangerous. Basically, it's the first democracy being taken to the dock when it is doing exactly what democracy should be doing in an exemplary way, according to a televised interview on, of course, the Communist News Network. It endangers all of the democracies. Israel's first, but you're next. Britain's next. Others are next, too. Really. Okay. You know, and then when he starts doing comparisons, this is what's really interesting. You know, because they want to prosecute him and prosecute all these other people in Hamas. And, you know, he's equating democratically elected leaders of Israel with the terrorist tyrants of Hamas. That's like saying, well, I'm issuing arrest warrants for FDR and Churchill, but also for Hitler. I'm going to issue arrest warrants for George W., but also for Osama bin Laden. That's absurd, Bibi said. Israel isn't a member of the court, you see. So even if they're issuing arrest warrants, Netanyahu and Gallant do not face immediate risk of prosecution as long as they stay where they are. But the threat of arrest could make it difficult for them to travel abroad. If they stop anywhere where the ICC could catch up to them, yeah, they could take them into custody and that'd be the end of that. And they'd bring them before the world court and, you know, the tribunal, whatever. Do we really care? I don't know. Here's another thing that really got under Bibi's skin. Norway, Spain, and Ireland have made it official. They announced yesterday they're going to formally recognize a Palestinian state. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, you ready for that? Israel, of course, immediately recalled its ambassadors to the three nations. Yep. In the midst of a war with tens of thousands killed and injured, we must keep alive the only alternative that offers a political solution for Israelis and Palestinians alike. Two states living side by side in peace and security, Mr. Store. That would be Jonas Gahr Store, Norwegian Prime Minister said. The formal recognition will take place on May 28th. Ooh, well, this is going to be interesting because that's the day that closing arguments are supposed to start in the Trump trial. Haha. See, now, this is the thing. Israel's not going to take this lying down. Bibi said if Spain follows through on its intention to recognize a Palestinian state, a similar step's going to be taken against it. Now, I wonder what that is. The right to self-defense, the right for whatever. We're going to have a Middle East war. I mean, see, you know, and all these people in D.C. are just promoting this. They can't make up their minds who to support. It's like you got two different beehives. One's Israel, one's Hamas. Oh, there's a third one. The people of Palestine that were there in the first place. And it's like all these different leaders around the world, including the United States, wink and blink and a nod included, are poking each one of these with a stick to see which one comes out and stings them first. I mean, that's the best way that I can explain how that's going to work. Yeah, we'll see. Like I've always said, Israel can take care of itself. It really doesn't need our help. But see, when you're playing World Cop like the U.S. does with our tax dollars, and you don't look at the way. And I'm going to just reflect here. So please, if I digress a little bit on the libertarian platform, don't get angry. You know, it's a philosophy, okay, about leaving well enough alone and staying in your lane. You understand that? In other words, why do we need to be involved in everybody else's world conflict? Why? Why do we need that? Why do we need to go out there and play world cop? Oh, because we have to promote democracy around the world. Really? What about the libertarian thought that says, look, you screw with us, we're going to push the magic button, and you're going to be off to La La Land with your however many versions. And then we'll go on about our business. Just, you know, stay away from us. Don't mess with us. And like, don't mess with Texas. You know, don't mess with us and everything will be fine. You mess with us and see, Biden's already defeated that by opening up the borders and letting everybody run rampant and do what they want. We've got these illegal immigrants out there murdering little kids, raping little kids, both boys and girls. Pillaging, plundering, murdering. I mean, come on. You know, this isn't going to stop. That's the one thing I want to talk to Stephen Warrior about, is the average human being out there and how we're supposed to survive all this nonsense. He does have a security company. And we're going to talk about that. I need to get something in black and white here in front of the listeners. Could we, the people, you know, these Republicans out there, the GOP, boy, they're, oh, let's play nicey-nice. Let's not be like the Democrats. I guess they forgot about the old biblical saying, an eye for an eye, huh? Well, there is one congressperson that is trying to stand up and do the right thing. That would be Elise Stefanik of New York. She has submitted a formal complaint to the New York State Commission on Judicial Conduct, alleging a conflict of interest involving the judge, Merchan. It was sent out to the New York State Commission on Judicial Conduct on Tuesday. And she's going public with this whole thing, chastising the judge before filing the official complaint. Merchan donated to Biden, and whose adult daughter's raising $1 million from the trial. He knows he has to recuse under New York statute. Now, here's the thing. Don't know if you knew this or not. New York State Commission on Judicial Conduct just reprimanded Judge Merchan for his inappropriate political donations in 2020. America's starting to understand Merchan is a corrupt judge presiding over the blatant Biden Democrat lawfare and election interference against Trump that's lining his family's pockets. He's disgraced our justice system in New York, according to Ms. Stefanik. And she wants him out. She wants the Judicial Commission to nix Merchan and remove him from the trial before things get too dicey. And she even highlighted all the money that his daughter, Lauren Merchan, has raised with authentic campaigns. Adam Schiff, yeah, for starters. Senate Majority PAC, $73.6 million. Schiff, $20 million. I mean, it's like, we're going to get Trump. Come on, donate, donate, donate. And everybody's giving all this money to him. This is Lauren Merchan, and she's using the trial. I mean, all they got to do is just depose witnesses, depose all these donors. They can find out who they are. The FEC demands that you publish them. So if this is what's going on in authentic campaigns, we depose Lauren Merchan, we can certainly find out who donated. And, you know, if they said, oh, yeah, we were told by Lauren, she contacted us and said, we need more money. Trump's going to go down. He's going to do 136 years in prison, maybe. Yeah, right. I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. Not without some consequence. So, you know, here's the thing. Now that Merchan is again in the limelight, in a negative way, in front of the New York State Commission on Judicial Conduct, we'll see how far this goes. And see, even if a jury were to do the wrong thing, and this is the problem with the Bragg case, they're trying to confuse the jury, and between the closing arguments by the prosecution and the instructions from the judge, they're going to try to rig the conviction. You can't tell me they're not going to try to do it. I know the justice system well enough. So do you, if you're right thinking and you know how corrupt it is. These judges will do anything to fit the narrative, the agenda. These are corporate judges. Every single one of these courts in the United States is owned by a corporation. And they're doing what Article 1 administrative corporate law does. Circle the wagons when it gets attacked. So good luck with this. And here's the thing. Now, word's coming out about Mar-a-Lago. Court filings in that classified document case created a stir this week, prompting new concerns about the nature of the FBI's August 8, 2022 raid on Mar-a-Lago. Because guess what they were told under operations order to seize classified information? Guess what they were told? Go in heavy. And Garland approved it. They were told to go in hot. That's hot and heavy. That's fully armed, anticipating a fight. Agents were going to bring standard issue weapons, ammo, handcuffs, medium, large size bolt cutters, but they were instructed to wear unmarked polo or collared shirts and keep law enforcement equipment concealed. What do you call that? I mean, it's worse than a witch hunt. Trump noted on Truth Social, the Biden witch hunt trial, Icebox, Shonen reports crooked Joe Biden's DOJ and their illegal and unconstitutional raid authorized the FBI to use lethal force. He was trying to put a hit out on me. Talking about Biden's DOJ, authorized to shoot Trump. In the first of series of greatly ridiculed tweets, MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, was deadly force authorized against Biden for his docs. Were they going to shoot SS President Trump, Melania Barron, too? I'm sure I made sure that he knew, Greene said. The Biden DOJ and the FBI were planning to assassinate Trump and give the green light. Did everyone get it yet? Representative Paul Gosar asserted Biden ordered the hit on Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Former Trump advisor Bannon said on the War Room this was an assassination attempt on Trump or people associated with him. And the director of the FBI and Merrick Garland authorized it. They even brought a medic, a combat medic. They had a triage plan for the injured. They had a trauma center. This is what happens when you go in heavy. Well, gee, I'd like to know what the ATF is going to say to Jim Jordan today when they go talk to him. Trump campaign, by the way, is starting to accept cryptocurrency donations. Believe it or not, his presidential campaign is the first ever from the two major political parties to begin accepting crypto. Amazing how that works through Coinbase, as a matter of fact. Hundreds of different forms of cryptocurrency are used to send funds on Coinbase Commerce, and that's how he's accepting them. U.S. Supreme Court has backed a GOP New South Carolina congressional map, reversing a lower court decision. Said that it did not cause intentional racial discrimination. The finding was based in part on a movement of more than 30,000 black voters to a different district. But here's the thing. Can these folks still go to the polls and vote? Yes, they can. Now let's see. Justice Alito was joined by Justice Roberts, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. Justice Thomas wrote a concurring opinion, but of course the Democrats, Kagan, Sotomayor, and Jackson, all appointees of Obama or Biden, said no. It was political, okay? Massey, Thomas Massey, wow, what's going on here? He's taunting AIPAC after demolishing primary challengers in Tuesday's state primary. Oh, I mean, he's going after AIPAC. The lopsided win. I mean, if you looked at the results, I mean, Massey had this Massey total. And all his two other challengers were like in 6,000 votes each. Massey had it in the, tens of thousands of votes. Massey also voted against the latest $14.3 billion aid package, noting Israel has a lower debt-to-GDP ratio than the U.S. And, of course, after his lopsided win was apparent, AIPAC tried to downplay the outcome, saying that rather to try to oust him in the primary, the group wanted to damage him statewide, clearly in anticipation of a possible Massey 2026 Senate run to take the seat of, Swamp Creaser Mitch. Massey said AIPAC was guilty of election campaign malpractice, referring to the $400,000 total AIPAC spent against him recently, according to what he told McClatchy in D.C. He says, I'm laughing because it's got the same effect as lighting it on fire and burning it. What it could do is up my name ID statewide, but 2 years from now, nobody's going to remember what the ad was about. On Tuesday, Massey seized AIPAC's defensive tweet, drawing attention to the fact it had been ratioed by the Twitterverse. Ratio, by the way, refers to a tweet that garners more than replies and likes than likes and retweets, which almost always indicates mass ridicule has been dished out. That was definitely the case there. Oh, Biden, you want to talk about Bidenomics for a minute? This guy really must be desperate for votes. He just canceled another $7.7 billion in student loan debt for 160,000 people. Even though the Supreme Court issued a 6-3 decision to block his plan to cancel student loan debt for almost 40 million, he's trying to do it again. And he basically says, I don't care what the courts say. Yeah, I wish the Supreme Court could hold him in contempt and just have the SOB jailed. Oh, you know I was going to say that, right? Oh, man, it was on the tip of my tongue. You knew that. Yep. Well, the FDA of course, in the health category, has announced the recall of a heart device, Abbott's HeartMate 3 system. Two deaths, dozens of injuries, noting serious injuries or death could be associated with the heart device. In all reported events, the issue was observed during implantation. Blood leakage or air entering the LVAD from this location will impact the integrity of blood flow and could lead to longer than expected surgery, bleeding, hemorrhage, heart failure, air embolism. Wow. See, you really trust modern science these days? I don't know. We have a story that was given by Patrick Wood, of course, under Science and Technology regarding One Health and climate vaccines are coming for the cattle and then for humans. So it really helps when you raise your own cows or you shop with local people that are raising their own cows. We even have Prepper Beef out there. They're one of our partners. And, of course, another farm worker has been diagnosed with bird flu. That's two U.S. cases tied to cattle, which is why the CDC wants to use this as an excuse to vaccinate everybody again. No, we're not falling for that. Both these people just got bird flu. They didn't die of it. And, of course, we have a story on herbicide contamination and compost, so be careful what you buy. Some of these broadleaf herbicides cows graze on, and then they bring the manure in to dress top dress their fields. So you got to know the history of the food the cows ate. Might not be easy information to get. There's some ways you can test your compost to make sure everything's capiche. On Butker's speech, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell finally comments on Butker's commencement speech, and guess what? He said the guy's got a right to say what he wants. We got over 3,000 players. We got three executives around the league. We have a diversity of opinions and thoughts, just like America does. It's something we treasure. Freedom of speech, period. He did not condemn Butker. You know, Colin Kaepernick, through his attacks on America, our troops, the cops, the flag, he even lamented the NFL having listened earlier to Kaepernick's blathering. NFL bosses also urge players to speak out when they got a mind to and condone peaceful protests to support their ideals. And he said peaceful. He didn't say what's going on now. Some good news today, folks. Graceland foreclosure has taken another turn into the absurd. And here's something I didn't know. I didn't know it. That doesn't mean you didn't. Did you know Riley Keough is Elvis's granddaughter? Lisa Marie Presley's daughter, Riley Keough. Did you know that? I didn't know that. I wasn't reading into this enough, but Riley Keough was the lead star in that TV series, not Josie and the Pussycats either. No. You know what that, Jones and the Six, that one, you know. Anyway, that was the one. I think it was an Amazon thing. She managed to get it stopped. And she got a state judge to say, you know what? This is a fixture under Tennessee law. And the potential loss of such real estate would cause irreparable harm because it's loved by everybody around the world. And, of course, now we have people investigating all these agencies with acronyms, you know, are now investigating Matthew Perry's death. Maybe it wasn't an accident after all. Wasn't he working on a tell-all book? Maybe they didn't want him coming out with it, which is why they're trying to look into this ketamine overdose he had. Wow. Bo Polley joins us after the break here with these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as has in acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver. This, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall.
I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Well, here we are at 34 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. And oops, my bad, Bo Paldy won't be joining us today. My bad. Let's see. What else is going on in the world of news today? Oh, let's open the phone lines. 844-769-2944. When you get to the prompts, press 1. I want to talk about, first off, this situation with Stefanik's filing of this thing to the New York Judicial Commission on Judicial Conduct. With this conflict of interest and what's going on here and what the allegations are about the FBI coming in heavy. Interesting things going on here. If you have any comments about the China drills or anything, or what BB's saying, or Massey's making fun of AIPAC. Brady, are you making fun of AIPAC this morning? Yes, he's not listening. Thanks for your call, Brady. He must have his radio tuned up. We have a delay on our phone lines here, so okay. But see, here's the thing. You got all these people looking at the rope-a-dopes and all these little things that are going on around the country, and they're not paying attention to the real issues with what's going on in your neck of the woods locally. They're so worried about what D.C. is doing. That's unfortunate. I think they're all part of a bigger plot to wipe us all out. Jeff in North Carolina, we haven't talked to you long ago. What say you?
Hey, Dave. Hey, I hope you're doing well. I got a comment, Dave. I know you were getting ready to have Bo Paldy on. I got a serious question now. Do you honestly know that much about his background? I do. Do you yourself?
No, I know he's going to be speaking at the Reawaken America tour coming up in Detroit. And he's got this thing about crypto and all of that good stuff. Apparently he's going to come in about 5 minutes from what I understand, but, I want you to go ahead and fill me in. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth, brother. I'm a Christian. I'm a Messianic Christian. I keep the Sabbath, and I've been practicing this for a while, and I have learned some serious things about certain people. And this man recently was promoting the song Stairway to Heaven, saying that that song was anointed by God. Now, do you know anything about Stairway to Heaven and Led Zeppelin and all that, the demonic influence and all that?
Do you know that? Jeff, trust me. I have the vinyl. I put it on my turntable. I have a pair of turntables still.
There are turntables and a microphone.
I still have that. And I put the Led Zeppelin 4 on my turntable, and I put the needle down the record. Yeah, I did that. And I played it in reverse, and it goes, sick, 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 my sweet Satan, my sweet Satan. I see Led Zeppelin hooked up with Aleister Crowley, okay? I know this. It's common. Yeah. It's common. If you see all the symbols on the Led Zeppelin albums, they're all satanic. So, you know, and I don't know whether these guys are going to hell or what. I have no idea. But I have a really hard time if somebody says that this is cool. I mean, Prince, you remember that? on the back end of 1999, yeah. the song, and then you play it backwards. I did this at high school proms. After they were all done dancing to it, I would spin the record backwards so they could all hear, "Hello, how are you? I'm fine, because I know that the Lord is coming soon. Coming, coming soon." That's what it says when you play it backwards.
Yes.
I don't know if people knew that or not, but I did this at high school proms and flipped everybody out. They're like, "Oh my God, he said that?" People would come out and go, "Hey, that's cool, man. Hey, you got any Motley Crue? You got right. any Rat, man?" This high school kids, okay? High school kids in the 80s right. are like totally out of there, you know? It's worse than Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
All right, so what else? What
well,
else about Oh Pony do we well, need to
well,
know?
Well, here's the whole thing, Dave. You obviously are gifted. You have a great amount of discernment with it. You know, a lot of people don't have, but there is a lot of people that just go along and listen to whatever a certain person says. Oh, that's right. That's right. Just because that person said it. But, you know, I'm going to get off here, Dave. I don't want to ruin your show. But this guy has put out false prophecy.
Whoa, Jeff, that's
not
how it works. That's not how it works. He wrote a book called Revelation.
This guy is a moron, Dave. He's a moron. He doesn't know what he's talking about. The guy's a moron, you know, and that's just the way it is, man. There's a lot of people saying that they have knowledge and they're Christians and everything. That's the day and age we live in right now. The deception is so thick out here right now. And if you don't have this, if people don't have discernment, they're not going to make it. So that's all I got to say, man. I love you, man. And thanks for your time.
You too.
I love your show.
God bless, man. I appreciate it. You know, here's the thing. If you got the lowdown, you know, I mean, we've had guests on the show that get challenged. You know, it's hard to discern. That's been a big thing. So if he does come on the show and we're able to get him on here, we will know that there's a little bit of dissension in the ranks here, that people have a hard time dealing with what they see and hear. And a number of our guests may present that way. We've had people that are pro-Israel. We've had people that are anti-Israel. You know, see, this is discernment. And the question, the real question is, does it matter? How does it affect your witness? This is part of the spiritual thing. That's why I keep the good book handy here. It's very important that you understand what the good book says. Here's mine right there. It says Theo Pneustos on it. That's God breathed. That's what it means. It's Greek. And I mean, I have done a lot of intensive research into the Bible. I spent 3 years in a ministry. I have actually spoken at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour. And I explained how left-wing media is destroying America. I've talked about the Tavistock Institute, something many of you already know. We already know that there's a lot of people out there that are putting out false information. We know that there are false gods. Everybody thinks King Charles is the Antichrist. I mean, everybody's got something all spelled out, and we don't know the answers to that because a lot of us are not capable of discernment. Discerning of spirits is part of the nine manifestations talked about in 1 Corinthians. Bo Polny joins us now. You are a crypto expert, sir. That's what I understand.
One of the things I do.
One of the things I do.
But okay. I love how you started this conversation when I logged in. You said an amazing word, two words, actually three, the good news, because that is the Bible. You see, the Bible is the good news, including Revelation. It's all good news. And like you were talking specifically about discernment, you got to have discernment, because otherwise you just get confused, because there's so many people saying so many random things out there. It honestly drives me crazy as well, too. So full circle, what God's revealed to me, something really unique and interesting to understand cycles and patterns. And so what I've been able to do is not only cryptocurrencies, but gold and silver, God's money, Haggai 2:8, the silver and the gold are mine, saith the Lord. That's not an interpretation. That's factual. That's why Jesus Christ walked into the temple, flipped the tables on who? The money changers. Why did he do that? because he knew this is so important, because money and the love of it is the root of all evil. Jesus Christ knew that for the next 2,000 years, David, that the love of money and money itself would be nothing but cause massive problems within our world. And so now what do we got right now? We got a system, and you're talking specifically about the left-wing agenda, all these people, you know, have all these agendas. You see, who are these people? All these people work for a fallen angel called Satan. That's who they work for. You got to know your enemy. That's why, you know, with the World Trade Center, you know, they call it terrorism because there's no enemy, right? You got to know your enemy. Your enemy is who? The fallen one. It says right in Ephesians, we battle not against flesh and blood, but principalities of darkness. And actually, the what part that was removed, it's actually the princes of darkness. That was removed by King James. So believe it or not, the battle is a spiritual battle. And so what I'm trying to say full circle with all of this is I take the written word, the scripture, I read it like you do. You know, we all read the scriptures. We want to get, but then when you read scriptures, David, we get what's called interpretation or revelation of the word. And then so we want to discern what we're reading. There's also prophets out there. There's many prophets speaking, and you know, we want to discern the prophets because some of the prophets, you know, I question, you know. And so there's a lot going on in the world. But then also God uses the third thing. You know what that is, David? The signs, the sun, the moon, the stars, right? So these are all scriptural things. And then the last thing God uses is what I've tapped into is what's called God uses numerics. Now, I don't mean numerology because people freak when you say that, okay? What I use is the numbers in the Bible. Now, what does that mean? Well, when you read the story of Jonah, right? God will bring judgment in what? 40 days, right? That's not numerology. It's literally 40 days, which just happened to be, you know, when? This past weekend. What happened this weekend? Look what happened to Iran. Look at the president of Iran on 40 days from the eclipse. Do you see what I'm saying? Is these are not coincidences, because God wrote the what? The end from the beginning. So what we do is we take the numerics that are in the Bible and we lay them onto present day, and whoa, you would not believe the things that we can extrapolate from those numerics.
Okay, so now the thing is, I think our subject matter, my show notes, are indicating something about the walls of Bidenomics. We already know that he's messed with this economy so bad, and there is an agenda. There's an agenda, you know, with all the different organizations that most of Congress is connected to, including the Committee of 300, which I talked about the last time I spoke in Myrtle Beach at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour.
Right.
And I showed the whole thing, and Queen Elizabeth was right there as chairwoman of the Committee of 300. And King Charles, obviously, is stepping into the shoes. And, of course, the new poster that King Charles has out, if you put it next to a mirror, you see an image in the middle. I mean, all this weird stuff. And we're looking at this going, okay, does this matter? Does this really matter? Is this what's important to us right now? Is what happens when you look at Charles's picture in a mirror and you see weird stuff? I mean, we know that Satan is in our face right now. We have Fred Dyshevsky from U.S. Coin Capital on the show yesterday. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about people that need to break away some of their retirement funds and start investing in gold and silver. More so junk silver, because this may come to be our medium of exchange if all hell breaks loose on Earth. And there are people out there in our listening audience right now, Bo, that could care less what you say. They got their own mind made up. They don't care. They're like my late mother, que sera, sera. And, you know, what can I do about it? My vote doesn't matter. And they all just would rather sit at home and cry in their beer. And this is the unfortunate thing. You know, as Christians, we have to be proactive, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want to be proactive, but there's one point that I can reference in scriptures that I think you will agree with me on. There's a point in the scriptures when you start studying that there's a moment in time that Israel was backed up against, in this case, it was the Red Sea. To the left and the right of them were mountains. coming at front of them was Pharaoh and like 600 of his chariots, basically most of his armies coming at him. And at that moment in time, there was only one thing left to do. And what did Moses say? Stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord, for he will work for you today. For the present day Egyptians, who you see before you, soon you shall never see again. Now, the reason I reference that scripture is something very interesting, because let's look at the time cycles on this. Now, Israel was in bondage for 400 years. We know that because that's, again, some numerics in the Bible. At the end of 400 years, who showed up? Moses. Okay, so Moses shows up, frees them from Pharaoh. Now, let's apply some more numerics. We read Daniel 12:7. Now, if you, and why I'm referencing Daniel 12:7 is because, very simple, when Jesus Christ got baptized, he went into the wilderness, and then his ministry began after baptism. Do you know how long it was? 3.5 years, right? Where is that in the scripture? It's Daniel 12:7. Now, I want people to understand the precision of all of this, because when God speaks, it's precision. When he says they, he means them. He doesn't say they, them, there. He means they, them, there. He doesn't mean my children who are called by my name. You see, when you read 2 Chronicles, it's my children who are called by my name. If they humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then we will hear from heaven. God will forgive our sins and heal our land. Now, let me ask you a question. When would he do that? Now, let's apply. I love that you're laughing on this, because this is so awesome.
It is.
Because now let's use the 400-year analogy. When did the Mayflower land? November 1620. Let's add 400 years. November 2020. Bingo. Now, we're going to apply some incredible math, because what happened in November of 2020? Let's just say the word election. I'm not sure we're airing this, but we all know what happened at that election, okay? That was called an it event, okay? What it is whatever happens in that month of November is the it, okay? And then that it will be, okay? So whatever happened in the month of November and the result of the events of the month of November will be for a time, times and a half a time. Because that's what Daniel 12 tells us. It'll be for 3.5 years. Now, this is fun speaking with you today, because it will be for a time, times and a half a time. People do the math. From November 20th, the month of November, 3.5 years is, David, it's this week.
It is.
In other words, 3.5 years ends this week into this weekend. So whatever they did 3.5 years ago in November is going to come to an end extremely soon. So I don't know what that means, but I just saw on Pentecost at the 40-day mark, which referenced Jonah 3:4, it says judgment will come in 40 days. On that 40-day mark, we had the president of Iran die in a helicopter crash. Whatever that was, it doesn't matter. It's a huge marker because it landed precisely on 40 days. We're now at the Daniel 12:7 mark, which is the week which ends the 3.5 years from the election. So what I'm saying is, we're at a moment in time where something biblical is expected to manifest. What that means, nobody knows, but I've listened to many prophets, and many prophets are standing firm on the word that God's not going to forsake this country. And back to 2 Chronicles, if my children who are called by my name, it's an if-then. Okay, like this is like just a computer program. Very simple. If my children who are called by my name humble themselves, pray, we've been doing those things, seeking his face, and turn from our wicked ways. Now, this is the critical one, David. Turn from our wicked ways. What was that? What was turning from our wicked ways? It was abortion. It was abortion. We were killing for 50 years the creator's creation. You don't think that's going to upset the creator? So why would he not fulfill Second Chronicles? We've been praying Second Chronicles since 9/11, and God's never healed our land, David.
Yep.
Never. Because of Roe v. Wade, until 49 years went by, we overturned Roe v. Wade, and if God is, you can finish the sentence, if God is with us, who can stand
against us, of course.
Bingo. And so the then part is, if one shall call by my name, humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, here it is, then we will hear from heaven. God will forgive our sins and heal our land.
Yeah.
So this is the point. So God reveals to me cycles and time and patterns. And so I understand timing on things, and I've done very well with it financially because I understand the timing of patterns. And so I've applied it to cryptocurrencies when Bitcoin was 400. I've positioned myself very well, and also with gold and silver. So back to finance. You asked about finance. The reason I talk about finance because – see, the Babylonian system that we live in today, oh, we don't live in Babylon. No, yes, we do. You see, do you have a credit card? Do you have those listening? Do you have a credit card? Do you have a mortgage? Do you have a student loan? Do you have any financial instrument that makes you go to work and pay monthly? You are enslaved to Babylon. You think you're free, but you're not. No, you're enslaved. You're a slave of the system, right? And so if you're a slave of the system, they got you. And so when gold goes up, watch it.
Yep, we appreciate that, Paul Polony. Thank you so much. We're out of time. Wow, how time flies when you're trying to get the message out. We appreciate you being on the show, and hopefully we'll have you back again soon. Good luck with Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour. He's going to give you 15 minutes on stage. Trust me, I've been there.
God bless you guys.
Anyway, thank you much. Good Lord.
Watch gold and silver. It's going to fly.
I know it will. We talked about it yesterday. We'll be right back with Stephen Warrior after these words. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. 9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.